All right, let's dive into something pretty incredible today.
Sounds good.
We're going deep with one guy's story.
Okay.
It's packed with resilience and family and some seriously impressive athletic feats.
You got me hooked already.
His name is Bhaskar, and he's an ultra-endurance cyclist, but his story, well, it doesn't start anywhere near a finish line.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, our source material is a podcast interview where Bhaskar talks about his father's stroke, and it happened right as the first wave of those COVID lockdowns were easing up. So, everyone's feeling cautiously optimistic.
Right.
And then, bam, his dad has a stroke.
Wow, talk about a shift in mood.
Bhaskar gets all these frantic calls from family, rushes to the hospital, and his father's already in the ICU.
Strokes are scary, and I can't imagine the fear and uncertainty the whole family must be going through.
It's a lot to handle.
For sure.
Bhaskar's father ends up having a 6-hour surgery to deal with a blocked blood vessel in his brain.
That's intense.
When Bhaskar sees him the next morning, it really hits him, the gravity of the situation. Paralysis on the left side, his father's hand and leg, just immobile.
It's a stark reminder of how fragile life can be.
Definitely.
So what happens next?
They move him out of the ICU,
Okay.
but not even 24 hours later, he's back in because of a serious lung infection.
Oh, wow.
It was just back and forth. Every little step forward, there'd be another setback.
I imagine the family is on a roller coaster of emotions.
Definitely.
Hospital-acquired infections are a real
Right.
risk.
And they already have so much to deal with.
Absolutely.
Things escalate quickly. He needs a tracheostomy, a feeding tube.
It sounds pretty intense.
It was. And after 10 days in the ICU, there's minimal improvement.
So what did they do?
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Bhaskar's sister, who's a doctor, suggests bringing their father home and creating a mini ICU.
Wow, that's a bold move.
Right, but you can sense maybe some lack of trust in the healthcare system.
Or just wanting more control, especially in a situation as delicate as this.
It's a huge risk.
No doubt, and home-based critical care is incredibly demanding.
Even getting him home was an ordeal.
Yeah.
Ambulance ride was rough, limited equipment, his vitals were all over the place.
It's a whole other level of stress on top of everything else.
Took almost an hour. And it was clear that even the journey could be life-threatening.
Talk about pressure.
Once they get home, they get him on oxygen right away.
Good.
His levels stabilize, but then the reality sets in. They're responsible for everything.
Makes you realize the immense burden caregivers often carry.
Absolutely, like clearing his lungs every 30 minutes, dealing with these painful bed sores, monitoring his vitals, giving him medication.
All while trying to maintain some sort of normal life themselves.
Right, and on top of all that, Bhaskar is also teaching online.
Wow, talk about dedication.
I know, right? Staying up all night to care for his dad and then finding the energy to teach.
He's clearly a very resilient person.
To make things a little easier, his sister sets up a WhatsApp group with specialists.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It was. They could get guidance and support anytime.
It's amazing how technology can play such a vital role, especially in a crisis.
Definitely.
So things are looking up.
Well, about a week into this intense home care situation, Bhaskar discovers something pretty scary.
What's that?
A really infected bed sore.
Uh-oh, that can be dangerous.
Exactly. And infections can escalate quickly, especially for someone in his dad's condition.
So what do they do?
They consulted with the doctors in that WhatsApp group, and they said surgery was necessary.
And they could do that at home.
Luckily, the plastic surgeon on their virtual team was willing to come to their house.
That's incredible. Talk about going above and beyond.
Right. It was a huge relief for the family.
I bet.
They get everything ready, the surgeon brings his supplies, and the procedure starts. But they quickly realize the infection is way worse than they thought.
It's a reminder that even with expert care, complications can arise.
And it wasn't a sterile operating room. Plus, Bhaskar's dad was on blood thinners because of a previous heart condition. So the situation just got really complicated.
It sounds like they were up against some serious challenges.
They were.
So what happened with the surgery?
Well, the surgeon could only remove some of the infected tissue.
Oh
He
no.
said they'd need two more procedures to fully deal with it.
Performing surgery under those conditions must have been incredibly difficult.
It was. And now, on top of their regular care routine, they had to prevent new bed sores from forming, which meant constantly repositioning him.
The amount of dedication and attention required is hard to fathom.
It was exhausting for everyone.
I can only imagine.
Then, just as they're planning the next surgery, another wave of COVID lockdowns hits.
Oh, wow. Talk about bad timing.
It was awful.
With their father so vulnerable, any change in the care plan could be disastrous.
They had to make another tough decision this time about Bhaskar's mom, who'd just gotten COVID.
Oh no, another layer of stress and worry.
They had to decide. Should they send her to a hospital that was already overflowing with patients, or try and treat her at home?
That's a heavy decision, especially with the fear and uncertainty surrounding COVID at that time.
Yeah, they had already lost a family member to COVID despite being hospitalized, so their fear was understandable.
Absolutely. The pandemic forced so many families into these impossible situations.
After a lot of back and forth, they decide treating his mom at home is the safest option.
It makes sense given their previous experience.
They isolate her in a separate room, but then another obstacle pops up. Accessing medication.
No, not another one.
It was a nightmare. Essential drugs were scarce. Prices had skyrocketed. The whole system was strained.
It's a reminder of the inequalities that were amplified during the pandemic, especially when it came to accessing healthcare.
It's true. Luckily, Bhaskar's sister had some medical connections and managed to get the medication they needed.
That was fortunate.
So they start treatment at home, knowing they've got another tough fight ahead of them.
They had already been through so much.
I know, but even with all that, they didn't give up.
It's truly inspiring, their resilience and determination in the face of all these challenges.
With their mom in isolation, Bhaskar and his sister took on even more responsibility, even things like making meals.
It's amazing how they managed to keep going despite the constant pressure.
But in all this chaos, there was a glimmer of hope.
I was hoping for a bit of good news.
After 3 weeks, Bhaskar's mother recovers from COVID.
That's wonderful.
And at the same time, their father starts showing real improvement. He starts regaining consciousness, the bed sores start to heal, and he's eventually able to breathe on his own.
Wow, that's a testament to the body's incredible ability to heal even after such a traumatic event.
And to the unwavering dedication of Bhaskar and his family.
Their love and care clearly played a huge role in their father's recovery.
And by the time their mother rejoined the family, their father was talking and had regained some independence.
It's a remarkable turnaround after such a difficult period.
It really is.
2 grueling months of home care resulting in such a positive outcome.
Yeah, they'd faced so many obstacles, but ultimately they had persevered.
It's a powerful testament to the strength of family, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
And to the transformative power of love and perseverance.
With things starting to settle down, they all get blood work done just as a precaution.
Good idea.
Bhaskar, who had been mostly sedentary during this whole ordeal, discovered he had high cholesterol and had gained some weight.
I imagine it's easy to neglect your own well-being when you're caring for others.
It happens to the best of us.
It's a good reminder that taking care of yourself is essential, especially during challenging times.
His sister, always the doctor, encouraged him to focus on his health.
Good for her.
She recommended exercise to help lower his cholesterol, manage his weight, and just feel better overall.
It's a pivotal moment, right? The immediate crisis has passed, but it sparked this awareness of his own health and a desire to take control.
It's like a new chapter is beginning. So Bhaskar decides to take his sister's advice seriously and commits to this virtual running challenge, 2 kilometers every day for 100 days.
It's a good way to start building healthy habits.
That structured challenge gave him something positive to focus on.
Structure and goals can be very helpful, especially when you're trying to establish a new routine.
Meanwhile, his father's recovery was still going strong. A physiotherapist was helping him regain strength and mobility.
Physical therapy is crucial after a stroke.
Yeah, it was amazing to see the progress he was making.
Each session is a step closer to regaining independence.
Bhaskar was making strides with his running challenge, too.
That's great.
He even added stair climbing to his routine.
Sounds like he was really dedicated.
Right.
It's inspiring to see how he channeled his energy into taking care of himself.
But one day, during his stair climbing, he bumps into the plastic surgeon who operated on his dad.
Oh, small world.
He mentions he's been doing like 100 flights of stairs every day, and the doctor gets a little concerned.
Makes sense. That's a lot of repetitive impact.
Mm-hmm. The doctor suggests some alternative exercises, things that are gentler on the joints, like cycling or swimming.
It's important to listen to your body and consider the long-term impact of certain activities.
Exactly. It's not all about pushing yourself to the limit all the time.
Finding activities you enjoy and can sustain over time is key.
Bhaskar takes the advice to heart and decides to give cycling a try.
That's a decision that ends up changing his life in a big way.
You can say that again.
From a doctor's recommendation to a life-changing passion.
It's pretty remarkable.
So how does he get started with this whole cycling thing?
Well, he buys a bike and starts exploring his neighborhood, but just riding around the same streets wasn't doing it for him.
He needed something more, a new challenge.
Exactly. He's always been an ambitious guy, and he needed something to motivate him.
It sounds like he thrives on pushing his boundaries.
He starts searching for more scenic routes, lakes, rivers, ponds, all within like 10 to 15 kilometers of his home.
So his daily rides become these mini adventures.
Exactly. Each destination offered a new perspective, a chance to connect with nature.
It's a reminder that exercise can be so much more than just physical exertion.
It can be a way to explore, to de-stress, to connect with yourself and your surroundings.
Absolutely.
He cycles to Durgam Churuvu, this really beautiful lake in Cyberbad, making sure to be back in time for breakfast.
I like how he incorporates it into his daily routine.
Then he hits up these iconic landmarks like Hussein Sagar, Sharmanar, Gandapet.
It's like he's weaving his workouts into the cultural fabric of his city.
He even ventures out to Himayat Sagar, one of the main water sources for Hyderabad.
It's amazing how he's using cycling to explore different aspects of his city.
It's like he's rediscovering his own backyard.
Exactly.
One particular ride takes him to Manjira Dam, another key water source, and it's pouring rain that day.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
It was a real test of his resilience.
The weather can be a formidable opponent.
It was. His bike was caked in mud. The wheels and brakes were practically jammed.
So what did he do?
He had to make this emergency pit stop at the reservoir to clean his bike. He even filmed a little video of it and shared it on social media.
Sounds like he's got a good sense of humor about it all.
He does. He doesn't let setbacks get him down. He finds a way to laugh at himself and share the experience with others.
It's a healthy way to deal with life's little curveballs.
Definitely. And around this time, he stumbles upon an online ad for a cycling challenge happening during Independence Week.
Oh, interesting. So this is where things start to shift.
It is. This challenge had different distance options, 25, 50, 100, and then a whopping 750 kilometers.
Wow, that's a huge jump.
It is. And they had to be completed within 8 days.
That's pretty intense.
And Bhaskar, being Bhaskar, signs up for all the categories.
All of them. Including the 750.
Yep, he was determined to push himself to the limit.
Talk about ambitious.
It's a challenge few would even consider, but he was all in.
It's like he's discovered this new passion and he's fully embracing it. So how does he prepare for something as massive as 750 kilometers?
He ramps up his training, slowly increasing his daily distances.
It's smart to gradually build up endurance.
As the challenge gets closer, he realizes just riding around his neighborhood won't cut it for the 750 goal.
He needed a bigger plan.
He decides to cycle from Hyderabad to Vijayawada.
Wow, how far is that?
It's about 310 kilometers.
That's a serious undertaking.
It is. He's not just doing a casual ride anymore. This is a test of endurance, a real challenge.
It's amazing how his mindset has evolved from just wanting to get in shape to taking on these incredible feats of physical and mental strength.
It really is.
So he set his sights on Vijayawada for this big 750 kilometer challenge.
Yep. On Independence Day, August 15th, he sets out before sunrise.
Fueled by passion, determination, and I imagine a good dose of adrenaline.
And with his family cheering him on every step of the way.
It must have been a powerful moment, knowing everything they'd been through together.
It was. The start of a new chapter. A journey of resilience and self-discovery.
And probably a few sore muscles along the way.
Most definitely.
So tell me, how does this epic ride to Vijayawada unfold? It's quite symbolic, isn't it? Cycling on Independence Day, it adds another layer to his journey.
Definitely adds to the whole experience.
So how did the ride go?
The first part was pretty smooth, but around 140 kilometers in, he stops for a biryani break. Smart move, got to fuel up.
And biryani's a good choice.
Absolutely.
He keeps going, feeling good. But as he's getting close to 150 kilometers, the weather changes.
Oh.
It starts raining, making the roads slick.
That can be dangerous, especially on a bike.
It was, and it slowed him down quite a bit.
I bet.
The rain kept coming and going, making things tough.
So what happened? Did he make it?
He was getting close, just 10 to 15 kilometers left to hit his target, and then the rain just pours down.
Oh, no.
It was a struggle just to keep the bike upright.
I can imagine.
But he pushed through.
Wow, that's some serious dedication. He dug deep. Pushed himself, and he actually completed the distance for that 750-kilometer challenge.
He did it.
Yeah, but he's stranded on the highway, exhausted, soaked, and miles away from Vijayawada.
So close, yet so far.
It's a bittersweet victory, achieving the goal, but not quite how he pictured it.
It's about the journey, right?
Exactly.
So what did he do?
He rode to the nearest town, took his bike apart, and hopped on a bus to Vijayawada.
Makes sense. Safety first.
He might not have cycled the whole way, but he's still completed the virtual challenge.
Which is a huge accomplishment in itself.
Absolutely.
So what happened next?
A few days later, the official confirmation came through.
Drumroll.
Bhaskar was declared the winner in 3 distance categories.
Wow, impressive.
And because he did all the challenges he signed up for, he was crowned Super Challenger.
Talk about an overachiever.
He got medals, mementos, gifts, the whole works.
That's fantastic. A well-deserved recognition for his dedication.
It wasn't just about the physical accomplishment, but his resilience and spirit through all those challenges.
It's a testament to what we can achieve when we set our minds to something.
But his story doesn't stop there.
There's more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Bhaskar, inspired by his success, starts looking for even bigger challenges.
He's not done yet.
Nope, he's hooked.
This guy's unstoppable.
He finds an even tougher event and signs up right away.
Wow, that's incredible.
He's really embraced this whole pushing his limits mindset, always searching for the next adventure.
I wonder what he'll conquer next.
It's exciting to think about. He's shown he has the determination to overcome any obstacle.
Absolutely.
But beyond all the cycling achievements, it's amazing to see how this all started from a time of immense personal hardship.
It's like channeling that energy into something positive and empowering.
Exactly. Like he's using the physical exertion to process everything he went through.
There's a lot of research about the therapeutic benefits of exercise.
Yeah, especially for endurance activities.
The repetitive motions, the focus on breathing. It can be a powerful way to deal with stress and trauma.
It's like therapy on wheels.
In a way.
And think about the symbolism of cycling.
Okay, if I'm listening.
The constant forward motion, the balance, dealing with different terrains.
It's a great metaphor for life.
Exactly. We're always moving forward, trying to stay balanced, facing unexpected obstacles.
And Bhaskar's story shows that even when we hit those rough patches, we can keep going.
He's living proof that resilience is possible, even when things get tough.
His story is a powerful reminder that within each of us lies the potential for incredible strength and the capacity to overcome adversity. Makes you wonder what he'll take on next, right? This is only the beginning for him.
Yeah, it feels like just the start of his ultra endurance journey.
It's exciting, isn't it? It's like these stories remind us that our own stories, they're still being written.
Looking back on everything we've talked about today, what stands out to you as the most important takeaway from Bhaskar's story?
It's tough to pick just one thing, but for me, it's how resilience and adaptability kind of go hand in hand. Like first with the family and how they deal with the medical crisis, they're hit with setback after setback, and yet they just keep going.
Never giving up.
Right. They're resourceful. They work together. They're always adjusting and, you know, meeting the demands of this really fluid situation.
And then we see that same resilience and adaptability come through in his cycling.
Yeah. It's almost like a mirror image.
He embraces all these unexpected challenges. Sudden downpour or a killer uphill climb.
He just rolls with it.
He's not afraid to change the plan, you know, improvise if he needs to, and ultimately redefine what success means to him.
That's a powerful lesson for everyone, right?
Big time.
Life is rarely a straight line.
And there it is.
We're going to face obstacles, going to make tough choices, and sometimes our plans just completely fall apart.
But like we see with Bhaskar,
it's
in those tough moments that we discover our true strength.
I like that.
We learn to adapt. We find this resilience we didn't even know we had. And we come out of those experiences changed, you know.
Stronger for sure. And let's not forget about the family in all of this.
Oh, yeah.
They're there for each other through thick and thin. They're celebrating the big wins and the small ones.
That constant support is huge.
It really is. That love and connection, it's inspiring.
It makes you reflect on your own life.
Right.
The challenges you faced, how you dealt with them.
Makes you think.
Have you ever surprised yourself with your own resilience?
I'm sure we all have those moments, right? Those times we're pushed to our limits and somehow we not only get through it, but we come out better on the other side.
It's important to acknowledge that inner strength.
Definitely.
To learn from those tough times and use those lessons moving forward.
Absolutely. Because Bhaskar's story, it's one of hope and transformation.
At its core, it is.
It reminds us that we all have the potential to grow, to overcome, to find joy in unexpected places.
So true. And even in the toughest of times, there's always a chance for something good to come out of it.
I think that's the perfect way to wrap things up.
It really is.
The power of the human spirit to persevere, to adapt, to find meaning, even when things are hard.
It's a message we can all hold on to.
Absolutely. As we keep writing our own stories, facing our own challenges, and finding our own paths forward.
Well said. And on that note, thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.